faces. Let's talk about current events and see what we could do about the current events. Current events, we know there's been many terrorist attacks throughout the entire world, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but it's now in America, it's in Europe. It was something which was really localized originally to Eretz Yisrael in Europe. They didn't think it would ever happen, then it happened. In America, it says it's impossible it will happen. And it happens, not only does it happen, there's some attacks on a daily basis. And we're not talking about just the Arabs anymore. We're talking about, you know, regular Americans, you know, on the attack in schools, in shuls. There was an attack recently in Jersey City and many other areas. The question is, what's our response and what can we do and what's the pshat in it? If you understand the pshat of why it's happening, then you can understand the response. So probably look at me and say, what are you talking about? How could it be that we could decide why it is? Is it possible that a person could be mefashfesh b'maisav for all of Klal Yisrael? Obviously, it's a gzera not just on an individual, it's a gzera on the klal, and a gzera not just on the yidden, it's a gzera on the entire world. So who would have the chutzpah to get up there and say, it's because of A, because of B, because of C? You could possibly do that on your own actions or something. If somebody has yisurim, he could do that about his yisurim, but you can't say that about a klal. We don't have a navi anymore. Only a navi has the ability to do that. So then what's the pshat? How do you understand that? And you can't say it's haphazard. You can't say it's coincidence. And if you do say it's coincidence, already in Chumash and Parshas B'chukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, will teach you that it's not incidental. Af'ima, the Pasuk says, Hugo B'chamas Keri. If you decide something is just coincidence, then you'll see what coincidence really is. And the Rambam brings that down as well. So what's the pshat? So I'd like to say a yisoid that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Hutna, and he said this yisoid in 1977. So you're talking about many years ago, over 40 years ago. And he was speaking to 100 menalim in the yeshiva system in America, and he was talking about how do we term the Holocaust? Now, many people use the word Shoah, they use the word Holocaust, and he says it's really improper, because Holocaust means a deviation from the normal straight path, right? So if something is something which is can't be a wonder, and I'm talking beyond a Pella, but something which is deviates from the from a path, from a logic, or from a the way a history should be, from the Yad Hashem, so to say, you call that a Holocaust, you call that a Shoah. He says the right term is Chorban Europe. It's a Chorban. There was Chorban Bayis Rishon, there was Chorban Bayis Sheni, there was Chorban Beitar. There were many Chorbanists that we suffered throughout our history. He says Chorban Europe is just another Chorban in terms of the history of the Jewish people. And the reason why it makes such a big difference is because when you understand it, and you understand in a certain sense how it's predestined, you could deal with it. But if it's such an aberration, so then people get lost. They have no mahalach how to deal with it, how to understand it. What you can't understand, you can't deal with. What you can understand, somehow a person has the ability to deal with that. So he says it's called Chorban Europe. And there's another nafkamina. See, we know in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Umegi Gael is Lashon Haiva. Liv Nevinayim Laman Shemay Biava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a Gael right now in Chorban. Because the purpose of Chorban is for the purpose of Geula. It's one of the steps in Geula. So the minute there was a Chorban Bayis Sheni, even, you would say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Umevi Gael. The day of the Chorban, you would say, Umevi Gael, Liv Nevinayim. Because the purpose of Chorban is to bring the ultimate redemption, the ultimate Geula, the ultimate Binyan. The word Chorev, which is Ches Reish Beis, is the same Oisius of Bachar, right? We call it the Beis HaBechira. And it's also the same letters of a Chibor. Chorev is Chibor. Ches Beis Reish instead of Ches Reish Beis. And the reason is because all these three are really connected. What happens is that the Chorban creates a new, I would say, a new birth to a Beis HaBechira, and it's mechaber the two things together. So you have from the Charev Mechubet to the ultimate, the base of Bechira. So it's part of the history of the Jewish people. It's not an aberration. But you have to understand now what happened over here, because we never experienced such an occurrence or such a tragedy in the Jewish nation. And we're going to see that that time of Khorban Europe continues even today. And follow this. We know, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says that before Mashiach comes, so there's going to be tekufas. One tekufa will be the tekufa, this is in Perek Dalet. One tekufa is going to be a tekufa of the Romans and Christianity, what we call Western civilization, and that will become a religion. And then there's going to be a tekufa also of Eastern civilization. We're in the East over here, and that will be Islam, and that will also create a religion. And all these two things are part of the Mahalach to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehra V'yameinu, the pillar. There is, it had to come with some type of deviation from the MS. And he writes those two things, Yishmael and Esav. Now let's think about this for a minute. You have, we know there are Arba Malchus. And the Arba Malchus is Bavel, Parsamodite, right, Persian, that was the time of Purim, Yavan, which is the time of Hanukkah, and there was Rome, Edom, which is from the Chorban Bayis Sheni until today. So we live in the Malchus, what we call Malchus Rome, and that is the Western civilization, that's Christianity. And it extends, it expands, because the Ramban says that the Tidal Melech Goyim, which represents Edom, which represents Rome, Melech Goyim is plural, Sholach Trunya L'chol Amim. It's going to spread, right? The gospel spreads all around. And that's Western civilization. Of course, in Western civilization, it's going to be, you know, Esav is very cultured, civilized. You know, technology spreads things. Internet spreads things. That's all part of Malchus Esav. You couldn't find that in Malchus Paras, and you couldn't find that in Malchus Yavin or Malchus Bavel. That was very localized. It wasn't L'chol HaGoyim. It wasn't Western civilization. It started to get into Western civilization right by Rome, and it conquers the world. And they're proper, they're cultured, their strategies, you know, they live amongst people. That's Esav. But there's also another group, it's called Yishmael. Now Yishmael is not considered one of the Arba Malchus, obviously. You have Bavel, Parasamodai, Yavan, and Rome, Edom. That's four. So Yishmael can't be, and there's no five Malchus. The Maral writes, is because it can't be a Malchus, because they're not civilized people. They have no real land. They're always fighting for an identity. You know, they can't strategize. They're not warriors, they're terrorists. You know, they're not human. There's no dignity, he writes. You can't have Malchus unless you have dignified. Esav is dignified. Esav can have Malchus. Yishmael can't have Malchus. The Rabbeinu Bachai says there's a word called a Sine and a Ayev. A Sine is not as bad as an Ayev. An Ayev is way worse than a Sine. Ayev comes from the Russian Oyvavoy, he says. That's how he got it. Oh, wow, I can't deal with it. He says a Sine can have some level of compassion. An Ayev cannot have any compassion at all. And the Rabbeinu Bachai writes that Yishmael is an Oyev. And there's no compassion. We experience that. Esav, even a Malek, there is compassion. There could be some compassion. You can negotiate. There's feelings there. There's emotions there. And therefore, Esav is a Sine. Masha Enkein, Yishmael is an Oyev. Of course, it starts to wonder, at the time of Chorban Europe, Esav acted more like Yishmael. So how do we understand that? So follow this. So now we know there's Esav Yishmael, and by the way, Esav and Yishmael can't get together either. Just like Yishmael will hate Klal Yisrael, Yishmael will also hate Esav because they're uncivilized people. It makes no difference. But it's not a problem, Because Eitz Yishmol is always limited to where? The east. Eretz Yisrael, Jordan, Lebanon, all these areas. It's Eastern civilization. And it's not Shalach Shuni L'chol Amim. They're not civilized. They're not sophisticated enough to go out of their realm. So it was never a real threat to Esav. They're there, and Esav is over here. The threat of Yishmol was to one place and one place only, and that was to the Yidden, to the Jews. Because our place is also in the east. So, and we lived like that for years. What would happen? The worst could happen is we can't get together. You know, they came into our land, they came into our show. We could always escape into Western civilization. We could always escape to Europe. We could escape to Rome, Spain, France, the Baalei Taisis. You could escape to Ashkenaz. You could go to Germany. You could go to Russia. You could even eventually go to America. We're safe from Yishmol if we run away from the East. And what about the anti-Semitism in the West? That's already a different type of anti-Semitism. That is Halacha Yadua, She'esav Soinei Es Yaakov, what's the Russian? Soinei Es Yaakov, Yishmol Z'ayev, Esav is the Soinei. So how do we do? We can deal with it. We negotiate, we pay them off. You can pay off Western civilization. You can't pay off Yishmol. You can't do that. You know, we could strategize, we could win the war. Or, worst comes to worst, you go back to the east. Or you find another land. There are Eitzes. There was always Eitzes. You were expelled from one country, you went to another country. So the Jewish people, we always were able to exist. Because when you're in the hands of Yishmol, Esav is not there. You're in the hands of Esav, Yishmol's not there. And it's great. And, of course, Esav and Yishmol hate each other as well. So we're safe. Now, safe means there's an Eitzah from all these type of tragedies. Except that at the time of Churban Europe, Hitler, Yimach Shemai, had a meeting, had an alliance with the Mufti of Yerushalayim. If you learn history, you'll know how true that is. And the final solution to its extent of what Hitler, Yimach Shemai, wanted was really an idea and a discussion that he had with the Mufti, and the Mufti pushed it very far. So it's a Pella. Two enemies coming together as an alliance, as a partnership, for different reasons. There was all totally different reasons. It was all, you know, personal reasons, but they came together in order to destroy the Jewish people. It doesn't make sense, because Esav is one thing, Yishmol is another thing. So Hutner says that it's a pasuk in Chumash. The Maisa of a similar banan. Because it says later on in life, Vayelach Esav. Esav went, and what happened? El Yishmol, he went to Yishmol. They met the Mufti, and Hitler Yimach Shemol. Arafat, if you know who he was, in the UN. Vayelach Esav El Yishmol. What happened? Vayikach esmachlos bas Yishmol, and he took his ben Avram, he took machlos bas Yishmol, his daughter, achos nevayus al nashav lo leisha. He married Yishmol's daughter. That's a bond. That's an alliance. That means there's going to be a time in the history of the Jewish people that we're going to suffer from a new bond, a new marriage, a new alliance called Yishmol and Esav. And it doesn't make sense, but it's there. It happened because of what Yishmol, because of what Esav did. What happens then? So you have to understand, Yishmol are the terrorists, but they don't strategize. But now you can have strategies in terrorism. Esav strategized, a warrior, not a terrorist. But now you can have suicide bombings or killings in Esav. Esav has a Yishmol does not extend itself. It's not B'chol HaGoyim. It doesn't touch Western civilization. It won't go to the West. It's not their area. They're not part of a city, a state, a country. But when they combine with Esav, they are. So now, Yishmael has the hand of Esav, and Esav has the hand of Yishmael, and there's no escape. Because that's where you're going to go. You're going to go to east, you have Yishmael and Esav there. You're going to go to the west, you have Yishmael and Esav there. It's called doom. And that's what started. That Maisa of the Simon Labanim. It started by Churban Europe. Because it's towards the end of Golus Rome. Where Yishmael and Esav come together. Like the Rambam, you needed a Yishmael. You needed an Esav. And now they come together finally. The ones who suffer the most from that, obviously, are the Yidden. Everyone else will suffer with it as a byproduct. Because everything's havoc over here. And there's no escape. And that's why by Churban Europe, it was a final solution without Rachmanis. That's where the German people, who be'etzem are Esav, and they could be a Sinai, already started with the character of an Oyev, that had sometimes the Sinai also. You could negotiate at times, but most times not. And it was pure Achzorius, like Yishmael. The Brisker Rav learns, the Grid is a beautiful pasuk. We say, Sabuni, Kol Goyim Svavuni, all the nations will surround us. B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. You know, I'll smite them, I'll destroy them with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what happens? Sabuni Gam Svavuni. So they're going to have a double circle. Now you can't get out from a double circle. Because even if you get out of the inner circle, you're going to get stuck in the outer circle. No, it's not a problem. B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. The Grizz said this many years ago, before I was born. And he says the next pasuk it says, Sabuni Chidvarim. They will surround me like bees. Doachu Ke'esh Kaitzer. They'll be burnt like fire burns thorns. He says, that's not the punishment. That's the mazik. Sabuni kidvarim, because when a bee stings you, it dies. Nevertheless, it stings. The first suicide bomber was a bee. He commits suicide by hurting us. Doach, he says, is going to be a tkufin klai Yisrael, that sabuni chidvarim, they're going to surround us like bees, doachu keish kaitzim, and they're going to give up their lives. Because they don't value their lives. So then we're dead. Final solution. L'hashu haru galabit it's called Yehudim. Except, b'shem Hashem, I can use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki amilam, I can destroy them. I can't destroy them with weapons. I can't destroy them with anything else. Except b'shem Hashem, as we said in the pasuk, Elav Arecha ve'Elav Asusim, v'Anachdu b'shem Hashem Naskir. We'll mention the Shem Hashem. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says as follows. He says Yishmael, we all know, means Kishomakel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah when Avraham Avinu sent him out of the house. Was Hagar, and he was starving. You know, he was dying berov. He was ready to die from thirst and from hunger. And so first Hagar cried out and was piled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems Yishmael did also, because the pasuk says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomat filosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his filah, shomat kol anar v'asher hu sham. So and Rashi says already, the person who suffers, his filah is greater than somebody who else davens for him. A chaylo should always daven for himself, not just have other people daven for them. A person who's in a tzara should daven for himself, not just other people daven. So we see from here that Yishmael has the koach ha'tfilah. And we know that's true. Yishmael lives in tefillah. And has a koach ha'tfilah. And his name already alludes to that. Shamakel. But the Pirkei Avos says, it's strange, it should be Shmuel. Not like we say sometimes when we swallow our words, but not Yishmael. Yishmael means a Lashon Asid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear. What does it mean, will hear? He heard. He hears. What's Yishmakel? So the Pirkei de Rablozer, I think, paragraph and base. Pirkei de Rablozer says as follows: is that Yishmo is going to create such tzoris for Klal Yisrael? Is that Klal Yisrael is going to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach, will bring the Goyal. It's going to come, Geula is coming through our tefillahs, but not tefillahs of, I want Mashiach. Tefillahs because I need Mashiach. Tefillahs because there's no other way. Tefillahs because I need to go. Why? Because I'm suffering and there's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah. Not saying you don't need arms, I'm not saying you don't need police, I'm not saying you don't need, but it's not going to help on its own. Yishmael demands tefillah from Klal Yisrael. That's how the Pirkei de Rablozer says. So now I understand Am Tkufa. We're at the end. Like I said before, the time of Korban Yom didn't finish. Yep. We had our Hatzalah Porto. We were saved. Baruch Hashem, we were saved from Hitler and the Germans at the time. But the Geula didn't come. So what happens? So we're still in the last leg of Malchus Rome together with Yishmael. They got together. And that partnership, that alliance, continues to grow. So as Esav gets more, brings out technology, becomes wiser, able to hit the world, so the anti-Semitism, Yishmael, hits the world as well. And they can get it every place. Not only that, they get in Yishmael, they get in Esav's, houses. In all Esav as well, it makes no difference. And that's the tkufa we're living in. Is the alliance got stronger and stronger, and therefore the suffering is greater and greater. But there is an Esav. And that's tefillah. Tefillah ba'achas yomim. And I don't mean to say at all that the reason why we have these tzaras, not like that Gemara, the reason why we have the tzaras is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel the tefillah shel Yisrael. That's on a yachid. Sometimes on a yachid we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your relationship is not so strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your relationship. This is the Mahalach HaOlam. This is not a show out. This is not a holocaust. This is the, it was set like this, is to bring out our emunah. That's the Gemara Seika. Who can we rely on? Only one. Tihu levadai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone is a Baal Melchamas. When we start to realize that, so then we're in the time of Geula. That's what Geula is. But sometimes it has to come that way to us. So we're in unbelievable times, if you ask me. You know, we're living in unbelievable times that we see that the only Kayach we have is tefillah. It's a great, one of the best reasons to really start focusing on the words of tefillah and its meaning for Geulas Yisrael. And now, it's easier to say sometimes B'loshen Rabbim. Sometimes people are like, I want to dive for myself. I'm always diving for Klal Yisrael. No, this is the time for Klal Yisrael. It's in Pasuk it says, B'charbi V'kashti, right? It says he fought with Cherev and Keshet. So Rashi says, and the Targum says, Bo'usi v'tzalusi. Our Cherev and Keshet is our tefillahs and our bakashas. Bo'usi v'kushi. And that's what Yaakov was saying. Watch the words, Cherev and Keshet. So Skarov explains why Cherev and Keshet. But we know the arm of Esav is what? Cherev, al Cherboi. And the arm of Yishmael is a Keshet. So it says in Pasuk, Keshet. Becharbo v'kashtai. Becharbi v'kashti. Our cherev and our keshet, both coming together. That, the achus hayomim, the cherev and the keshet, we also, they have a cherev and keshet, we also have a cherev and keshet. But our cherev and keshet is bo'usi v'tzalusi. That's how it feels. The Gemara says, that a person should know, the Gemara in Brachas, that afilu cherev chodem unachas al tzvarecha. Even when the knife is by the neck, so a person can't be Monei himself from Rachman. He has to ask, still be Vakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the Cherev Chadu Menachas HaVatzavareinu. We don't have to wait for it, by the way. It's, It's like kosher, you know, you don't have to say dafka. It's not dafka. Afilu. Gemara says, because the Gemara was bothered by, you know, some people are going to say, all right, I'll wait till it gets on my neck. Afilu. Even. So we're living in great times, and it's a time, in yeshiva, and we talk about always limanatara, but there's also, you have to focus on tefillah, and tefillah for Klai. So if I have one more minute, I'd like to just share with you another part of this Akhras HaYomim. Yeah, and it also will help, I think, help you in your growth. It helps me. I saw this Or HaChaim, probably the first, I think the first time this year. And it's fascinating to me. And that's as follows. Or HaChaim says, in Parsha Shemais, he talks about that we know that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim early, right? After 210 years, it didn't have to wait 190 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es hakeitz, he was speedy. He sped it up for us. So Chazal tells us because we were on the 49 levels of Tumah. And 49 levels of Tumah doesn't mean, by the way, that Klal Yisrael was doing Kol Avei Yisrael Torah. First of all, we know they mitzionim in their dress. They kept the culture of Klal Yisrael. You know, the one thing to keep them, you know, successful or ability to live in Mitzrayim is our yeshiva culture. That's what they did. They the dress, speech, right, and their names. That's only in yeshiva. Is dress, speech, and names. So they kept the yeshiva culture in Mitzrayim, and that saved them. But what was surrounded, there were the Memtes Shari Tumah, doesn't mean that everybody was chayte, you know, it's not. It means they were around all the Memtes Shari Tumah, and they were absorbing it. Anytime you hear something which is not nice, you absorb it, even if you don't do it. You absorb it. You see something not good, you absorb it. You know, your friend does something not good, and you're in surroundings, you're absorbing it. Doesn't mean you're doing it. But you're in the Memtes Shari, you're in the Memtes Shari Tumah. If they would have get to the 50th one, so they would never have a Yetzirah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before it hit to the 50th one, the last one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. So the Archon says, so we could have taken them out for the 48th, the 47th. Have to wait till this minute. Have to be terrifying. What, he wants drama? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a drama king? Then these are the last minute, so we can have the Holy Yetzirah. He says, it can't be that way. So why? And what does it mean he couldn't take him out to the 50th? What does that mean? Can't take him out to the 50th? Could Kosh Baruch not do something? Is it possible? No. So he says as follows. He says, what does it mean going into the 49 levels of Tumah? Because in all areas of Tumah, there's nitzaitzis. We'll talk a little Kabbalah. There's a little nitzaitzis. There's little sparks of Tyre in there, of good. And we're taking out the good from the psilus. And that's what happened. So they got into the Shari, into the Tumah, and they're extracting from the Tumah all the Tyra. Gemara said, or Chazal say ultimately, that the Chazir, that a pig is going to become tar. And we extract the Tyra, and everything, and every bad, there's some levels of good that got mixed in. That's what happens in the world. So they had to extract it. So they suffered from it, they were part of it, and then they hit the 49 in the Yetzirah. They're able to, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought out all the Tyra, all the good that is the 49 levels of Tumah. And then what happened? They used that to get to the 49 days of 49 levels of Kedusha, of Tyra, of Chachma, until they had Har Sinai. But they didn't get the 50th either. So they didn't have the 50th level of Tyra, and they didn't have the 50th level of Tumah. Because they would never get out. So he says, first of all, that they had to do it this way, of going to the 49th, to the end. But what about the 50th level of Tumah? That means you can never have a Tyra process to that? You can't take the Nitzaitzis out of the Tyra, of the Tumah, of the 50th level? How you talking? He says, you could. Only after Matan Tyra. Through the Kayach HaTyra, through the Kayach HaTyra, we're able to extract all the Kedusha, all the Tyre, all the Chachma, in the lowest of levels. And he says, that's our days, Akhras HaYomim. That means that we are living in a situation of not Mitzrayim of 49. We're living in the 50th level of Tumah. If you wonder what the world is like, But we could deal with it, as you do. Because you're in yeshiva, you're sitting and learning. Learning about smada. 24 hours you're holding and learning. That's the kayach ha-tayrah. And in that kayach ha-tayrah, you're able to extract all the good in the worst situation in the world. And only with the kayach ha-tayrah. And only the B'nai Torah, and the Masvidim, and the Lamdanim, and the Lamdim, and the Amelim, and the Oiskei B'Torah are able to survive, and not just survive, but to thrive in our generation of the 50th level of Tumah and bring out to the highest levels of learning. That's why levels today of learning is unbelievable that we haven't seen in generations. Because we're hitting the 50th level of Tahira. So, as I said, we live in unbelievable days. You live in the days of the alliance between Esav Yishmael and Akeh HaTzfilah will bring us back to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Gula Shlema. And we live in the days of extracting all the Kedusha and the lowest levels of Tumah. So, Ashreinu Ma'atov Chalkeinu. You know, and you should be proud of what you're doing and continue to do it and exert more effort, obviously, and try to progress even more.